This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
After years of delay, a man accused of killing his 21-year-old pregnant girlfriend in Pueblo will finally stand trial beginning next week. Dante Lucas was charged with first-degree murder in connection to the disappearance of 21-year-old Kelsey Schelling. This week, there was a brief moment where the family of Kelsey Schelling was afraid the trial would have been pushed back again. But today, during the final pretrial hearing, the defense, prosecution, and judge all made it clear they're ready for that trial. Dante Lucas is accused of killing his girlfriend, Kelsey Schelling, back in 2013. Investigators believe that she was eight weeks pregnant at the time. Since Lucas was charged with first-degree murder, the trial has been pushed back multiple times. And pretrial hearing beginning yesterday, there was discussion surrounding new discovery in the case and a potential second suspect. But earlier today, that second hearing attorney for Dante Lucas decided not to ask for another trial delay. The trial has been set to go on Monday morning. The Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment reporting 888 new cases of COVID-19 in El Paso County and 3 new deaths in the past 24-hour reporting period. Those numbers similar to what we saw during the middle of the week, but are on the rise compared to the second week of January. In Pueblo County, 18 new cases today, no deaths. That's a drop in new cases and death from what we saw this week, but similar to numbers we were seeing before that November case spike. Low counts still in both Teller and Fremont counties reporting 3 new cases and 16 new cases respectively, and the daily positivity rate currently sitting at 3.89% statewide. That does show optimism that Colorado is getting better control of the virus. Several workers on the Mission's food plant in Pueblo want the facility temporarily closed due to coronavirus outbreaks. Marie Watson says Mission management needs to take more responsibility and to protect the employees.
As soon as an outbreak happens, it's like they totally forget about doing the right thing and then just all of a sudden trying to, it's not our fault.
United Food and Commercial Workers Local 7 officials say that they've heard that the company has not kept the plant very clean as well. They're hoping the building will be closed for 10 days so workers can be tested for coronavirus and get quarantine pay. Mostly cloudy skies, mild temperatures across the plains, highs into the low 50s for tomorrow before snow set to move in across the mountains. Snow into the afternoon as well for Sunday through the majority of the southeastern plains. Storm Tracker 13 Chief Meteorologist Mary Matthews has those full forecast details in just a moment. Colorado Springs leaders are continuing their plea to reverse the decision to relocate Base Command's headquarters from Colorado Springs to Huntsville, Alabama.
We want President Biden to remove politics from the decision. Let's let the military leaders make that decision based on what's best for the mission of United States Space Command.
Reggie Ash with the Colorado Springs Chamber of Commerce said that Governor Polis, various Colorado Springs leaders, along with leaders in El Paso County and the Colorado Senate and congressional delegation are all joining the push to call on the Biden administration to look into what led up to the decision to move the headquarters of Space Command out of Colorado Springs. One person is dead following a shooting in Colorado Springs. Police say the man's body was found this morning on Jetwing Circle West near Fountain. Officers say that there's no threat to the public, but decline to release any further information into this investigation. And the Colorado Springs Airport announced today the significant increase in service by United Airlines beginning in early February. The airline plans to increase service to 11 daily nonstop flights out of the Springs beginning 11th of February. There will be 6 daily nonstop flights to Denver, 2 to Chicago O'Hare and Houston, and starting on February 12th, 1 daily nonstop flight to LAX. That route was previously suspended for months due to COVID-19 concerns. This all comes as Southwest set to enter the market in March, offering low fares to many of those same destinations.
Increasing clouds across southern Colorado for this evening as another front gets closer to the state of Colorado that will start to yield some mountain snow showers across some of our ski resorts tonight through Saturday. Temperatures on Saturday along and east of I-25 will still reach the 40s to low 50s, so unseasonably warm as those ongoing snow showers continue for the mountains. And then that cold air will finally arrive here in southern Colorado by Sunday, bringing cloudy skies and temperatures in the 20s and 30s back to the region and a chance for snow Saturday afternoon. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mary Matthews with KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's Morning News weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's Afternoon News weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.